Hi, I'm Teresa Hegel, and this is Wearables Talk. I'm speaking with Angela McIntyre, Research Director at Gartner. Angela covers wearable electronics for business, consumer, and wellness markets, and her research extends to the Internet of Things, the connected home, privacy, and user interfaces. Today, she'll be talking with us about some of the latest trends in wearable technology. Thanks for joining us, Angela.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So one of the biggest trends I saw at CES this year was the rise of voice interaction and digital assistants like Amazon's Alexa. Can you talk a little bit about how voice interaction will be used in wearable tech and smart homes in the future?
Oh, yes. Well, the unofficial mascot of this year's CES was really Amazon Alexa. Mm-hmm. You know, her name was everywhere, and companies were talking about connecting with her. So, you know, what Alexa is Amazon's version of a virtual personal assistant, or VPA, similar to what Apple Siri is or Baidu's Doer, that enables voice interaction with technology. And at home, you can talk with them through a smart speaker that sits on the table. Amazon's smart speaker, they call it Echo, and the one that works with Doer is called Heja. And you ask them questions to find out information like, well, how's the basketball game going, or you can do things like control your smart home, remotely unlock your door, or some people are even buying groceries.
Oh, wow.
And major companies announced products that would work with Alexa. There are TVs that are made by Tongfang, LG refrigerators, Ford cars, and, especially cool to me, wearables that integrate with Alexa, like smartwatches. The IMCO CoWatch is an example. There's this button that you can wear called the Onyx by Orion, and earbuds, such as those announced by On Vocal. They really pair with your smartphone for connectivity, and some use Wi-Fi. You just tap on an icon or push a button and speak to your VPA. Then your request is sent up to the cloud. It's processed. They find your answer, and then they send it all back to you. And ideally, this just takes a second.
Okay, and it's basically you have this person, if you have the right like wearable tech or the right things in your home, you have this virtual personal assistant anywhere you go, I guess.
Anywhere, and voice is a big trend. Voice is becoming the convenient user interface that's giving us all an alternative to using touch in interacting with our devices. And really the longer term trend enabled by voice is people are going to be reaching for their smartphones less often. Your smartphone can remain in your bag, on the counter, in your pocket, more often because we're going to be using technology through our earbuds, through our watches, and through our smart speakers in our home.
So it's a way to be more connected with the world then. You're not, you know, disconnecting to look at a screen as much.
So much. We'll be staring down at a screen less and still in contact with our technology using voice, while being able to look around and pay more attention to the people we're with and see what's going on around us.
Okay. Well, what were some of the other big trends out of the show?
Virtual reality was a star of CES. And for those who haven't experienced VR, that's where you wear a headset and you feel totally immersed in a 3D game or a movie. And one of the more realistic and scarier demos at CES was with NVIDIA. And this is where you are climbing Mount Everest and crossing an ice bridge, and you're looking down into this deep, snowy chasm below. Intel also had demos. They did a keynote in which the entire audience got to wear VR headsets and experience some leading-edge video games. But you know, one of the significant improvements in hardware for VR headsets was going without wires. And there was companies like HTC and DisplayPort featuring this. So typically, headsets are tethered to a PC or to a gaming console, so you basically have to stand in one place or sit down to use them.
Right.
But untethered, wireless headsets give you the freedom to move around. And you see where you're going through the camera on your headset, so you don't bump into anything.
Right.
But other headsets have mixed reality, where you see through the glasses. So ODG smart glasses can do mixed reality. They announced a deal with Migu. It's a video subsidiary of China Mobile to supply smart glasses for entertainment content. This deal may mean that up to 800 million China Mobile customers are going to have the option to see entertainment on ODT smart glasses.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, there's another trend for wearables at CES, and that's really health-related devices. There were baby buoys by Owlet, and they can check an infant's blood oxygen level to make sure they're breathing properly and getting the oxygen they need. Then there's the Amora wristband that lets you track your emotions, and they'll share how you're feeling with the friends that you want.
Hmm.
And then there's, you know, a load of fitness trackers.
Right.
And then some that are on your wrist, some that are in your shoe, and some that were shrunk down to the size of a ring for your finger. Examples of those are from companies like Motive and Aura.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like there was a lot of really cool stuff to see this year. So, you know, moving forward, what are some other developments you expect to see come in wearables in the next few years?
Yeah, really. Artificial intelligence will increase the impact of wearable sensors. An example that was coming up is air pollution. So air pollution is a health concern for many people. And you know, we hear about the impact of pollution on people in major cities like Paris and Beijing. The company Sparrow was previewing a wearable air quality sensor that tracks carbon monoxide levels. And it uses the GPS on a phone to map the air quality of the places you go so that people can see how much pollution they're getting and reduce the time that they might spend in certain areas. Well, with AI, we can imagine in the future, air quality data from sensors worn by thousands of people in a city could create a map of high pollution areas, similar to how we see traffic is heavier in certain places on our smartphones. And then AI can use that data to better forecast pollution.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to enable city governments maybe to customize alerts by neighborhood and perhaps even reduce what is causing pollution in areas where it's highest.
Hmm.
And then for sports, artificial intelligence is already being used by athletes who want to train better. There's a company called Whoop who makes coaching suggestions, for example, about how vigorously you need to exercise and then how much sleep an athlete would need to recover. They've collected data from wristbands of more than 200 baseball players, and then they're using this data so that they can predict when a player's body would be fully recovered after a game so that they can play at their best. So Whoop is an example. It uses AI to give smart coaching to help athletes improve performance. And similar to Whoop, in the future, there's going to be companies using data from wearable sensors that using AI is going to be able to recommend therapies for helping people recover from illnesses. And certainly wearables are going to be part of AI solutions that improve health.
Okay.
But there's so many unknowns.
Right.
And we're just really seeing the start of this long-term trend.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all really, really good information. It's really cool. Thank you so much, Angela.
Thank you, Teresa.
That's all the time we have today. I'm Teresa Hegel. Thanks for listening to Wearables Talk.